The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
What? Take control of the airwaves here. Toll free at 855-453. And that is the Pro XPN toll free line. We're live from Porkfest 2014. Porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T. It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's thrown yearly by the Free State Project. It's one of two things that they do yearly to showcase the community of what it's like to actually live with people nearby who care about freedom. That's what we're experiencing here, and it's a lot of fun, it turns out, to be around people that understand the ideas of liberty and are doing things about it, actually taking action in their own way, whatever they feel is appropriate, everything from people who are running for political office to folks who are doing civil disobedience to entrepreneurs, people who are creating products and services to make the world a better place, hopefully. And I know that our next guest has done just that. Jessica Armon is with us from Austin. Is that right?
Austin, Texas. Thank you so much for having me on.
Is this your first time in New Hampshire?
It is.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, we've talked about you in the past for the product that you've made, My Magic Mud. You happen to be a sponsor of Free Talk Live. And Mark, of course, has been one of the biggest promoters of this, having tried My Magic Mud. It is I can't call it a toothpaste. What do you call it? A tooth powder?
It's a tooth powder.
Tooth powder.
Yeah, remedy, or it's just a powder. It's actually, I don't know if anyone knows this, but toothpaste actually, before they turned it into a paste, was a powder.
Tooth powders have much longer history than toothpastes do.
Well, sometimes going back to the olden days isn't a good thing, but this stuff works. I mean, what you've created here, and I don't know how you got the expertise to do this, how you researched, how you figured this out.
Yeah.
But it's an amazing product that actually does whiten people's teeth
to
their natural whiteness.
Yes, it really does. I was amazed.
How did you start?
I was just working with a company that supplied raw natural ingredients to laboratories and other companies that were formulating internal detoxifiers, and it was my job to know what each of these ingredients did. So I was constantly just researching online and trying to figure out what everything did so that I could guide these customers to the proper ingredients that they wanted to use for the purposes. And when I came across these specific ingredients and found that they had oral health properties, my immediate thought was that I could use that on my children. They all had horrible teeth. My daughter especially had always had really sensitive teeth and was in and out of the dentist like her whole life. And I felt so bad for her. By the time she was seven, she would sit in the dentist chair and just, you know, clamp her mouth shut, and she was just done with it. And I felt so bad. So I was constantly looking for new remedies and toothpaste and things that would help her with the sensitivity and, you know, my boys with brightening up their smile. But you're not going to, you know, a concerned mother is not going to put chemicals in their child's mouth.
Sure.
So it was really exciting.
What I think is amazing about it is it's got this, besides the bentonite, is it sodium bentonite? Help me with the names here.
Calcium bentonite clay.
Calcium
bentonite
clay.
It's the best bentonite clay for your teeth.
Now, besides having that, it's got this activated charcoal made from coconut husks or whatever they are. And that stuff just kind of bonds with everything in your mouth that's not supposed to be there,
just
takes it and goes, just like a water filter. I mean, that's the stuff that's in the water filter.
Exactly. Exactly. It's used to pump stomachs. It's used for internal detoxifiers. It's amazing stuff. It has this incredible pulling power. The second it hits liquid, there isn't anything that it won't scoop up. And there's a really well-known dentist, a biological dentist in Austin, who we had tried My Magic Mud. His name is Dr. Griffin Cole. He's amazing. And he was so shocked. And he said it was the best all-natural product he had ever tried in his 21 years in practice, and said that, you know, besides sitting in the dentist chair, this was the only thing that he saw that could actually take and remove plaque. Because plaque is so sticky. It wants to adhere, but it just pulls it out. No problem. It really is magic.
And that's what I find in the mornings. I use, at this point, I'm just using it maybe three times a week.
Yeah.
And
that's what I do.
I never my teeth never kind of have that film on the plaquey film ever. It just never happens anymore.
Yeah.
It's like I have, you know, whatever's happened, they just, the bacteria can't win the war anymore.
No. And I've noticed like driving up here, we drove straight through from Austin and we really didn't stop anywhere long enough to just,
right, your mouth should be grody, right?
It was so gross, but it was fine. Like the day that we got here, it had been 3 days, and I was finally like, okay, I gotta just tidy this up because you don't have to use it every day. That's the beauty of it.
Use other things to brush your teeth.
Yeah.
You know, to sort of freshen your mouth and that kind of
right.
thing. But this stuff is it's really amazing.
It's incredible.
And it whitens teeth. It only whitens them to the whiteness that your teeth are supposed to be.
Yeah, it's not going to be crazy.
It's
not bleaching. It's not harmful for your teeth at all. So if you have, you know, I know some people back in like the 70s, I can't remember what medication that they took, but it kind of like gave their teeth like a yellowish tint. It's not going to go in and just change the structure of your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what it does, but it really does remove, you know, the stains. Even they can be deep down.
Yep.
It pulls it out, but if your teeth just like naturally are a little bit, you know.
Yeah, I really love this product, and I can't recommend it more highly to anybody else. I mean, it's really awesome, and you do it in 2 minutes, right? I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
It's really short.
You get the same results as oil pulling, but there's two great things that I like to tell people. I love oil pulling.
I read about this oil pulling thing. Apparently, it takes 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
To swish, yeah,
that's delightful.
Swishing the oil around,
yeah,
in your mouth.
Yeah, and
that
it's,
doesn't
it's
sound
intense.
Very fun.
you need to do it for 20 minutes to get the full effect of the detoxifying. In your mouth,
so
and
you
also
tried this,
yes, I used to do it before I created this.
Okay.
Before I created my magic mud, and then you absolutely cannot swallow a drop.
Ooh,
of it,
right,
because
yeah,
you will digest all of the things that are within the oil.
Mm.
The great thing about my magic mud and the reason why I chose these ingredients was it traps everything that it pulls and it does not let it go, and you can swallow it. In fact, I tell a lot of people, once you're done, I know it sounds crazy, but just swallow it and you'll get an internal detox as well. How
really?
Cool is that?
Oh, that's cool.
A lot of people worry about the I talked about the stain removing properties. They assume that the whatever it is highly abrasive because it's getting those stains off,
right?
What do you have to say to that?
It absolutely isn't. So a lot of people who like the natural, they go for baking soda, and that's awesome. But actually, baking soda is coarse.
Mm-hmm.
The granular isn't fine enough, and it does scratch your enamel. So after time, you are dealing with issues. About 6 months after I had created my magic mud, and we were using it in our family, and I was kind of toying with the idea of turning it into a business, I went to go to a regular dentist just to check myself out, make sure that nothing was wrong. And first of all, he said I had the whitest teeth that he had ever seen.
Wow. That's a compliment.
From a dentist, yeah, right? I'm like, that's impossible. You see like a million people a day. But and so when I told him what I did, because I have never chemically whitened my teeth,
mm-hmm,
he was floored. I told him what I had made, and he's like, oh, that's abrasive. And he just checked my whole mouth, and he thought he was going to find like scratches, and he didn't.
Oh.
It was like totally. In fact, it's ground down into such a dust that it polishes your enamel.
Huh.
There's no harm.
And when people go to mymagicmud.com, they can watch the interview with
Dr. Griffin Cole.
Dr. Griffin Cole, dentist. And so if they have concerns, because it's legitimate to have concerns in that realm.
Absolutely.
Because I watched that same video, and it, you know, such minorities.
Yeah, and actually, we're gaining more and more dentists every day.
I bet.
My hygienist thought it was amazing.
Yeah.
But she was like, really? And what's the name of this product? She went and wrote it down.
Yeah. We're actually carried in, I believe, 4 dentist offices now, and we're
very
talking
cool
to another 10.
That's really exciting.
Yeah.
Maybe it's going to get to the point where the growth is hard to handle. I mean,
is this being
manufactured? Is this like something you're doing personally?
Yes. Yes. It's a total family business.
Wow.
My children help out, my mother-in-law, my husband.
Amazing.
We have a couple of friends that help out with selling it. We do farmers markets, and it's really fun.
And you're doing Pork Fest? Is it available here?
It is. Campsite 29.
Awesome. Jessica, thanks for coming
Thank
on.
Thank you guys so much.
Listen to you at the Liberty Beat as well. You do something else.
I'm taking a short hiatus because my Magic Mud is kind of crazy.
Busy, okay.
But yes, we will be back on.
Excellent. All right, so we'll continue here from Porkfest.
Thank you.
It's been a great time.
Thank you,
and thanks
Thank
for coming
you,
on Free Talk Live. We'll continue with your calls if you've got them. 855-453. Also, several special guests still to come here tonight on Free Talk Live.
There's a lot of confusing information out there about Bitcoin mining. Customers have been burned by companies taking their money on pre-orders for Bitcoin mining equipment, only to receive their equipment late and miss out on opportunities to mine Bitcoins. But that doesn't mean Bitcoin mining is impossible. You just have to find an honest company to do business with. If you want to mine Bitcoins and you want to do it now, no pre-orders, no waiting, look into the Antminer products from Bitmain. Their competitively priced Antminers are in stock and ship from the U.S. as soon as you pay. You could buy an Antminer today and be mining Bitcoins tomorrow. The Antminer line offers the best mining power per dollar currently available. 20% of the mining power in the Bitcoin network is contributed by Antminers. Not only that, but Bitmain is committed to support. You can get tech support and warranty service over the phone by calling 844-BITMAIN. For commercial accounts, they'll even travel to your data center to install your equipment. Get all the details at bitmaintech.com. That's bitmaintech.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. Dial toll free here at 855-453, 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll free line. And of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Want to get some Bitcoins? ExpressCoin.com can help you out. And they'll even sell Dogecoin to you if you'd like to buy those. It's more easy, so fast, much legal, and wow, inexpensive. ExpressCoin is great. In fact, you might know them as CashIntoCoins.com. They're now ExpressCoin. They've changed brands, but the same great service is available. In fact, their customer service is even better now than in before due to some back-end changes on the technical side of things for ExpressCoin. You get money order, check, or wire transfer. You can use any of those things. In fact, you can even use cash with deposit. I don't know if you knew this, Mark, but apparently the cash deposit option is back at credit unions with shared branching.
Awesome.
And that is all. So you can get your Bitcoin and Dogecoin in the in some easy ways here. So go to ExpressCoin.com and or do it from your smartphone by downloading their app at ExpressCoin.com. I'm going to take a quick phone call here, and we're going to get back to some of our guests from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We've got Rusty in Houston, Texas. Rusty, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, howdy, y'all. I just looked up that My Magic Mud stuff. That's a good deal.
It's amazing.
I was impressed. But the question I have, I guess, would be, I think it was Dave Ridley was talking to a New Hampshire senatorial candidate about secession. And I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I think he said he was of the mindset that, you know, New Hampshire would eventually split away from the U.S., and I didn't know if that was...
Who's of the mindset, the senator or Dave Ridley?
I think it was Ridley. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I swear I saw it on a YouTube clip. He's like, well, I'm kind of that mindset, referring to another person who had tried to pose a question but was kicked out of, I guess, the candidate forum.
Do you remember Dave Ridley? He's the creator of Ridley Report. Dave is an early mover to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. He's one of the most prolific media creators out there. He's always multiple videos per week. He's cranking out, kind of giving you a window into the world of activism. I'm not really sure what the question is, Rusty. I'm a little confused. Go ahead.
Okay. Do you think New Hampshire, the secession, is there a legitimate secession movement in New Hampshire? And do you think that that's a logical course to follow, that eventually, if it doesn't work out, New Hampshire would have to secede, and you know, I guess where would your loyalty lie with the U.S.?
So yes, the answer is there is a secession movement in New Hampshire. In fact, there's the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. I actually brought several hundred flyers for the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence to Porkfest, because there's actually Robert Mathias, who was on with us earlier, wants to hand them out on Independence Day. He wants to go to fireworks spectaculars and things like that, and just, you know, hand these flyers out to people to talk about the idea of secession without actually using that term, which is one of the things I like about the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. They talk about New Hampshire declaring independence rather than using sort of the dirty word of secession. The New Hampshire also has the New Hampshire Liberty Party, of which I am one of the co-chairmen. That is a pro-secessionist movement, and we kind of run political candidates. So there's the New Hampshire Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, which is more of like a think tank. They're the kind of the idea people. They're testifying and, you know, spreading the idea. And then the New Hampshire Liberty Party is running political candidates. So I think secession is an idea that's time has come again. It's time to do it peacefully this time. And I think that if we get enough people who can appreciate that idea physically together in the same geographic area, we can penetrate into society with that concept to get conversations started. And I hope that you'll come join us, Rusty. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And I actually can't hang up on Rusty because my laptop just died. So, Mark, if you can take care of it. Looks like I did with the final button press. There, we have these remote phone systems here that we're utilizing to connect you on the air here.
I don't think it's secession's likely, because I think the federal government will probably spend itself into insolvency far before you can get some kind of a secession movement.
Certainly
going.
A possibility. Either way, I'm not going to bank on that. I think it's important to talk about the
federal
idea.
Government's not going to bank on it either. They're just going to steal your money until they've spent it all on battleships, and you know, they're so far in debt that you know, it just doesn't matter.
Yeah. I think it's better to still talk about the idea, even if you don't feel like it's a realistic possibility.
I love the idea of independence,
because people need to talk about it. They need to have this idea on the table, because there's a lot of thought process that has to go into this. There's a lot of objections that'll be needing to be overcome.
They're not going to have to overcome anything. The federal government is going to spend itself into insolvency.
That's great.
The state governments will be in charge at that point.
Okay, that's fine. But it's still important to familiarize people with the idea of being independent from the federal government, whether it's the feds disconnecting on their own volition or an actual secession movement. People need to know that everything will be okay without the federal government. Emberly is with us here. She is a mover, early mover for the Free State Project, has moved, several years? How many years now? 3 years? What are you into?
It's been almost 3 years. In February, it'll be 3 years.
Congratulations on
Thank
that.
You.
You are also, as Mark and myself, from the southwest of Florida, or the central west coast of Florida.
I'm from Tampa, Florida.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're from Sarasota, of course. And so it's a big change to move up to New Hampshire. What were you talking about today? You had a speech.
So I did two speeches today, actually, for Alt Expo in the Shaolin tent on the field. And my first talk was on mindful living, and my second talk was on worker cooperatives and introduction.
Tell me what both of those things are. Mindful living, let's start with that.
Okay, so mindful living is basically living in the moment, in the present moment. So you want to be aware of everything that's going on in the present moment. Forget about the past. Forget about the future. You focus on exactly what you're doing right now.
So this is kind of meditation, except all the time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I like that.
It's helped me a lot. It's been a wonderful experience.
Okay. So the other thing was worker co-ops?
Yes. So I also did a talk on worker cooperatives, a basic introduction to the idea of worker cooperatives.
Now, is that something that libertarians bristle against because it seems not so individualistic? What's the response you get from that?
It's funny, there is a very mixed response. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people understand what worker cooperatives are. A lot of people think it's a very socialist thing, but it does have that sound, but it is basically people just working together, and it's empowering employees to take ownership of a company and have a bigger stake in what happens with that company.
Many co-ops, especially insurance companies, and many companies, especially insurance companies, are co-ops, and it's really kind of interesting how they've sort of ebbed and waned in American culture.
Mm-hmm. They basically got their start in the late 18th century, early 19th century, with the onset of the Industrial Revolution, and basically a lot of workers were put out of work. And they didn't, machines replaced what they were doing. And so the out-of-work people would come together and form mutual aid societies and work to help each other. And so worker cooperatives kind of came out of that movement of
mutual aid.
It makes
sense. I mean, I know that there's apparently a co-op restaurant in Brattleboro, Vermont, from what I understand. And, normally if you hire somebody, they just want to clock in and clock out, and they collect their paycheck, and they don't have the same interest in play if they're a part owner of the business. They're
right.
Going to take it more seriously.
Yes.
So it makes sense to me. And folks who missed your talk, where can they go to learn more about that idea?
They can go to altexpo.org.
Okay.
It will be up there
really?
And next week.
Recorded on video.
Recorded on video,
fantastic.
Yes.
Fantastic. Altexpo.org. Emberly, thanks for coming on Free
Thank
Talk
you
Live
so
here
much.
Tonight. I appreciate you being on the show. We'll continue here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Porkfest 2014. Go to porkfest.com to learn more, and we'll continue in moments with more Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, super live from Porkfest 2014, PORCFEST.com. Come up, join us, join the fun, join what will likely be the largest Porcupine Freedom Festival to date. I don't know if you heard this, Mark, but I was talking with one of the organizers this morning. I finally, after being here for 2 days, got to the registration table and got my registration bag. And I asked him, you know, well, how many people have shown up so far? And he says he wasn't real sure about that number, but what he was sure about was that how many reservations they've had, how many people have pre-registered for the event, have purchased tickets online. He said there were over 1,100 this year, which he said was 300 more than last year, given that 300 from 1,100 is approximately 800 people. It sounds like there may be more than 50% people. 50%
I told you it's going to hit 2,000 this year.
It could hit 2,000. At the very least, it's probably going to hit over 1,500, and it's going to be an awesome event. It already is an awesome event. People are having a great time. All kinds of different things to go, do, experience, and learn about. It's a DIY, do-it-yourself event this year, or several different events happening here at Porkfest, where you can learn different things like how to construct a distillation unit to produce clean, drinkable water. That happened earlier today. Practical activism, effective fair booths and tabling. There was a discussion about strangers in a strange land, how libertarians work in mental health care today, and how mental health care might work in a voluntary society. That's fascinating to me, because one of the big questions that has been asked, and I think it's a good question, is, well, what do you do about crazy people in the supposed free society that you want? In fact, we're going to talk to one of the people who had a presentation today here in a moment. But first,
a lot of people buy in houses. It's that time of year. And if you're, whether you're you're getting buying a house or refinancing your house or trying to get cash out of your house, the place you should go is themortgageminuteguy.com. Excuse me, it's mortgageminuteguy.com. But the Mortgage Minute Guy, Roger Schlesinger, has some really great ways to offer you alternative financing. Yes, he has the main ways of financing, but there's lots of different ways to do it because you probably haven't heard all your options and the ways you can save money. If you are looking at getting a mortgage, you should get a second opinion, too. So give them a call at 866-288-0088. They've even got stated income loans over there, and I think many people thought those were never going to exist again. 866-288-0088. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088.
Now, Mark, can you introduce our next guest? He is a beekeeper, as I understand it, and you're kind of into that, aren't you?
Yeah, well, you know, I had bees, and it wasn't entirely successful for me, and I actually spoke with Robert Lustig, about that today, and he gave me some pointers, and we talked about it. I kind of knew what was up, but it's the hard truth. So, Robert, you're kind of like the bee guy here, right?
I am.
Oh, go ahead. Try now.
I am.
Yep. And you're giving a speech on bees?
On Friday, yes.
Yep. So how many hives do you have?
Currently, we have two hives under our campsite. Under our camper, we have a nucleus colony that we're going to be displaying on Friday, and we're going to be setting up our third hive in Winchester here in New Hampshire on Sunday when we head home.
So, wow. So have you have not moved? You moved for the Free State Project? You haven't moved for the Free State Project? I'm confused.
We're one of the early signers.
Okay.
We voted for New Hampshire in the original vote, and we will be residents of New Hampshire come the beginning of August.
Wow. Excellent. What is it you like about bees? Because I always just kind of like the idea of having a hive in the backyard. I wasn't even that thrilled about getting the honey. I just kind of liked the, you know, hey, we got bees. They take care of the flowers and stuff.
Well, there is a saying out there, and many people attribute it to Einstein, but then others say he didn't say it. But it basically goes that if bees were to disappear from the earth today, mankind would have 4 years to live. And what that means is bees are directly responsible for every 4 of 10 bites of food that you put in your mouth. Indirectly, they pollinate many of the foods that our animals eat, that then the animals feed us. So without the bees, we truly would have a hard time surviving on this planet.
I found out something interesting this, I guess last week, is that honeybees, which are probably the easiest to raise and what most people have in hives, they actually can't do blueberries. Are you familiar with this?
We actually have beekeepers in New Jersey that pollinate the blueberry crop.
With honeybees?
Yes.
See, as I understood it, they had to, their little tongue isn't long enough, so they have to kind of tear the flower open to get in there.
There are different breeds of bee,
okay.
And certain European breeds are a much smaller size bee. There was a thing that happened years ago where someone came up with the idea that if we increased the comb size and thereby increased the size of the bee itself, that they would produce more honey. But we found that increased disease and decreased their efficiency. So lately they've been working on creating smaller bees.
Now, a lot of people are concerned about hives that are collapsing. What do you think that's about? I mean, we're hearing a lot about it on the news, but nobody seems to have any answers.
Isn't this like an extinction or something like that, or a potential extinction of the honeybee? Well,
I don't know. It ain't
CCD, or colony collapse disorder, was first seen in Europe years ago, and it's been very prevalent in the United States recently. The consensus that's come out of Europe is that it has a lot to do, and I hate to mention names, but Bayer Pharmaceuticals has been responsible for producing a certain pesticide called neonicotinoids. This comes back in the pollen. From what the researchers are finding, it comes back in the pollen. It's fed to the babies. The babies then grow up, and for lack of a better term, the babies have attention deficit disorder. So when those babies grow up...
You're talking about bees or yes, children?
No, bees.
Okay.
When they grow up, they leave the hive to go search for things to bring back, and they forget how to come home.
Oh, wow.
And so 1 week, you'll go to your
it's
hive.
It's like you without one of those GPS things.
Okay. That's smart.
So they'll leave the hive. They'll grow up. They'll go to leave to do some work, and they're unable to find their way back home. You go to your hive 1 week, and it's thriving. You go the next week and you find babies and you find food, but you find no adults.
That's pretty scary stuff.
It's a devastating thing. Every year, 40% of all beehives die.
How do you combat that?
In non-farming areas where we're not near huge acreage of monocropping, most of us don't have to deal with that disorder because those neonicotinoids aren't used in our areas. So we like to think of ourselves as bee ambassadors, and we want to teach people that the European bees are calm. And they're very gentle.
Oh, yeah, it's no problem at all. I mean, don't take the riding lawnmower right next to it and, like, bump the hive. But
right.
You're in pretty otherwise in pretty good shape.
Exactly. And so we want to increase knowledge amongst the public that they're gentle, they're easy to take care of, they're not going to just randomly attack you, and we really are dependent on our food sources because of them.
Yeah, I had bees in the yard for a couple of years, and the only time I ever had any trouble is when I decided, yeah, I'll just go ahead and take care of the hive without putting the suit on this time.
Oh.
And yeah, I did have one, yeah. But it wasn't so bad. I mean, they could have chased me in the house. They didn't. Yeah.
To be honest, the sting from a honeybee is mild compared to what most people say. I've been stung by a bee. You haven't. You've been stung by a yellow jacket.
Or wasp.
Darn
or
things.
Wasp.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're very aggressive.
Whereas mean little things.
The honeybees are very calm. In fact, we have many people in our local bee club that take their bees to elderly facilities, and they help out with people with chronic arthritis,
stinging.
Where they will sting their joints, and
really?
It will take away the arthritis for a week or so at a time. One of our beekeepers in our club has had Lyme's disease for 20 years. And he has three hives. He does not want the honey. He does not want the wax. He wants the bees. And he stings his joints regularly to stop the pain from the Lyme's disease.
Incredible.
So what do you do? What do you do about the honey? So if I want to have bees, just because I'd like to have my plants getting pollinated and stuff like that, what do you do about what do you do with the honey? You just leave it, or you have somebody come in and take care of it?
Well, certainly you can leave it for the hives to deal through the winter. You can use it in your local neighborhood. The real honey from beehives contains pollen, which helps people with allergies in your neighborhood.
Create immunity.
So you can sell it. It usually goes for $14 a pound.
Robert, thank you for coming on Free Talk Live. There's more coming up here live from Porkfest 2014.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again.
Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live from PortFest 2014, and you can join us here. Tonight, we're in the final segment of the program. Enough time for your call if you dial in right now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we'll continue with wonderful guests from the Porcupine Freedom Festival all throughout the week. We've got another one coming up here in just a moment. But first, we'll tell you about the Porcupine Freedom Festival a little bit more. Porcfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Go there, learn more about the event. It's a great time, great group of people. Over 1,000 people expected to show up here throughout the week and have a blast, socialize, party, do family activities. There's really no way to accurately describe what it's like to actually be here. You really have to come up and experience it for yourself. Ian and Mark are here in the studio tonight.
Yeah, you know, Ian, we actually have Davi Barker here, who made the pins for the Platinum Amplifier program.
He's not in the room at the moment, but he is here in the campground.
Yeah, he's got some of the pins here, and we're actually had a guy who just did the Platinum Amplifier right here. He's going to get a pin tomorrow.
He did, as a matter of fact. Yeah, he came up and gave us some cash to support the show, so I certainly appreciate that. So let's bring our next guest in here, Joel Valenzuela from Manchester.
Hi, how's it going?
But formerly of elsewhere. When did you move to New Hampshire?
When? I moved in September of last year.
So you're relatively new to this whole thing, not quite here for a year. Is this your first Porcfest, or did you attend last year?
This absolutely is my first Porcfest.
Oh, wow.
I came out from Arizona in September, and having never been to the above Washington, D.C. on the East Coast, I just packed all my earthly belongings.
You must have frozen to death during the winter then.
No, I loved it. Yeah. I hated the 120-degree Phoenix weather so much. It was great. There's pictures of me out playing in the snow all winter long.
It's certainly a contrast between somewhere like Florida, where I'm from, or Arizona, where it gets even hotter than Florida. So you came up here, you got involved in the Free State Project, but your past actually took you through the White House? Did I hear that you worked for the government at some time? Or what's the story?
Yes, you did, but I did not receive a single red cent from them.
Really? So. What happened with that? I don't know anything about it.
All right, so back in 2008, I did an internship for the White House under George W. Bush in the Office of Public Liaison. I was sort of a public relations goon for the White House.
Goon.
Yeah. If you want to say that, right?
What brought you there? I mean, were you a neocon at that time in life?
Well, I was always sort of, to a certain extent, what I am now. I always sort of believed in the government was evil and getting away with the smallest amount we can. And that was more of a professional opportunity presented to me that I just couldn't say, an offer I couldn't refuse, right? I get to go there, and get inside the beast and see what it's really all about.
It's a short list of people who can say, yeah, I've worked at the White House.
Exactly. And I wanted to be on that short list just so, and exactly what happened, I found out exactly why liberty is so important. It's not there's all these bad people in office, or these all these bad people working in government. It's that the government itself is what's bad. There's a lot. I met a lot of really passionate, committed, selfless, hardworking, good people. They go into the White House and sacrifice a lot of their lives for not very much pay, or you know, they burn out really quick, all because they believe in something greater than them. But they're throwing it at the state, at the altar of the state, and that just highlights really what we're fighting against.
I'm not a very big believer in large organizations, period.
Like, exactly.
I love the saying that you know, none of us are as dumb as all of us. And
exactly.
Really, when you get all these folks into this large organization, it doesn't matter how many geniuses you throw into a monopolistic, top-down, large behemoth organization like the state. At some point, I mean, like, it's inefficient. It's just not going to work out.
Yeah, exactly. And the White House itself, the executive office, is not a very large part of everything. It's just sort of it deals with the highest level and relations between nations, et cetera, et cetera. And it's the whole rest of the behemoth that's really doing most of the bad. But it's also the impossible job. People want the president of the United States to do everything for them. They want him to be their god.
Oh, sure.
And so
supposed to be a four-year king or something, right?
Sort of, in people's minds. And that's not the position. That's what people want. Mm-hmm. People want someone, big daddy government, to come in and solve all their problems. They want him to look good. They want him to have good hair. They want everything out.
They also promised to solve all their problems as well during the campaign.
Yeah. How else did they get elected?
You can't blame them. You can't blame people for taking the bait and sort of believing that somehow this one man or woman is going to make things better. So you learned a lot about the state and why it's terrible through your experience in that. You ended up here in New Hampshire. We can talk about what you were speaking about today, which is actually self-education, but I like your personal story as well. Why move to New Hampshire? Where did you find out about this?
Well, after I went into sort of a self-imposed exile from D.C., I'd been in the public policy think tank world for almost 10 years, and I was just ready for a little break. Mm-hmm. So I did that. And then when I was sort of ready to restart my life, I started looking through all the Atlas Economic Research Foundation. They have this whole list of all the think tanks around the planet that are pro-liberty. And I just started going down them one after another to see which one I wanted to end up in. And so Peru fell out for me. And then I came across New Hampshire. I'm like, oh, Free State Project. And so I was initially wanting to go work in a think tank in New Hampshire. There aren't really anything.
Thank goodness we don't have any of those crappy things.
Exactly. Well, here's the thing. So I started paying attention to the Free State Project. I thought it was interesting. And so I started following everything. And then it was when Cynthia Chase called out Free Staters' number one enemy. I just thought that was my Rich Paul moment, when Rich Paul saw the open carrying during the Real ID protest and said, I have to be there. Cynthia Chase was when I thought, I have to be here.
When she said Free Staters are the single greatest threat to the state.
Exactly. When that happened, I knew this is the front line. I had to be there. And way back when I left the Leadership Institute in D.C., I promised Morton Blackwell, the president, I said, wherever the front lines of liberty are, that's where you'll find me.
And you are on the front lines. You are out there with video and recording devices, and you're documenting a lot of the activism that's happening in Manchester.
Exactly.
There was recently a DUI checkpoint that you and Robert Mathias were at, and you posted that stuff online.
They tried to arrest me, too.
At the DUI checkpoint.
For walking into the street to hand out a pamphlet.
Is there a video?
There is absolutely video. Manch Raw YouTube channel.
All right. So
it's all there.
Okay. So with the Raw channels, look, I love the Raw channels. We've got Freeman TV Raw. Now Derek J has a Raw channel. Now Manchester has a Raw channel.
Exactly.
The problem with the Raw channels is there's too much content there and no one can actually go and consume it. So when you've got a Raw video that's worth highlighting, put a blog post out about that raw video.
Exactly.
Even if it's rough around the edges, even if it's just a raw clip, like, this is what happened, I haven't had time to edit it yet, boom, here it is, and then you can see the rest of it, and here's the link to the Raw channel, and then maybe somebody will subscribe to it.
Well, as soon as I get back, I make an actual video that's just about, again, the metaphorical money shot, because most of that clip is a big brawl between Rob Mathias and a narco-communist just yelling at each other, shouting match. And then the cop shows up and the whole game changes.
So alternative self-education, that was your talk this afternoon. What do you mean by that?
Basically, the original title was School is Obsolete. And I'm trying to encourage people to drop out, get out of school, and start their education.
So I presume-
if we're talking to a ninth grader, I mean, is your advice, screw school. Go do something else.
How old is ninth grade? I
14, 15, I believe.
Well, my advice was don't drop out unless you have a plan. And I talked a little bit about how to do that plan and how to have, how to support yourself, how to find your passion if you don't have any. I feel a lot of questions on that.
Is this what you did? Did you drop out?
No, I was homeschooled all the
way
up until college and including the first half of college. And then
how do you homeschool for college?
I did a distance program for a university. Did 1 year on campus, and the other 2 to 3 years were I was just out doing interesting things and submitting them back to the university for credit, like going off to Romania for a summit on the influences of Islam in Eastern Europe and things like that. And then just, hey, here's my foreign policy credit right there.
Interesting. And the university just give it to you rather than taking a course?
Yes. Now, George Wythe University out of Salt Lake now, they were out of Cedar City, Utah before, they are still unaccredited. And so as an unaccredited university, somehow I got every major D.C. think tank I wanted to and, of course, the executive branch of the government with an unaccredited degree. So
anything's possible.
Yeah, exactly. It's not.
I'm telling you, Free Talk Live has to give away degrees.
Yeah.
You just need to set them up. Here you go. You're
They'll
a doctor.
Be just as worthless as the rest.
Here's a PhD. It's piled higher and deeper. Go on.
There we go.
So you're also one of the hosts of the Rebel Love Show.
Everybody in the audience is now a PhD. I said so.
Shazam! Woo!
I always wanted to be Dr. V.
So you're here. You're here all week, right, for a podcast all the way through Sunday. It's not too late for folks to come out and join us all here on this beautiful occasion with so many. The weather's been great so far. Cross our fingers that it continues to be great. It's usually a good time to be here. And congrats on your first Porkfest, Joel.
Oh, exactly. And hey. I was not going to be one of those people to dip my toe in the water and be like, I don't know if I want to move here. I knew I had to go. I came. So
that's
here I am.
That's how it was for me. But I don't blame people who want to experiment. They want to check it out. I mean, it can seem unreal to people what's happening here, and I think Porkfest makes it real.
Guess what? It's all real.
It's happening.
All of it.
Come join us. Porkfest.com. Join Joel at RebelLoveShow.com.
Exactly. And I write for TheDesertLinks.com.
Awesome. And FreeKing.com. One of
oh, yes, I do.
Well. We'll continue tomorrow night here live from Porkfest 2014. It's Free Talk Live.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings on all flooring, like quick click prefinished hardwood for $169 a square foot, solid hand scraped horizontal bamboo for $179, and this weekend only get 8mm cherry laminate for just 69 cents. So go to lumberliquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special 24-month financing is available. But hurry, this end of quarter clearance sale ends Monday, June 30th.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best IUN's Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestiun.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.